The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Keith, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Keith.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But here's the thing, Keith. Jackpot today if you beat him, $1,300. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says that he'd like to play James Bond in a future 007 movie. What actor played James Bond in the 1995 film GoldenEye?
Sean Connery.
Number two, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is back in New York City. Who is historically the last person or character in the parade, except for once in 1932 when he led the parade?
Santa.
Number three, Michael Strahan will be on the next Blue Origin flight to space on December 9th, and that's going to be making him the tallest person to ever go to space at 6'5". His second Super Bowl win came when the Giants beat what team 17-14 in Super Bowl 43?
The Patriots.
Number four, John Batiste has the most Grammy nominations this year with 11. Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, and her scored 8 each. John Batiste is the band leader for what late night host?
No idea.
Time's up, yep. And number five, what rapper picked up 3 Grammy nominations, which means he now has a total of 83 nominations, the most nominations of all time?
Eminem.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Keith got 2 out of 5.
Okay, Keith. Not too great. Let's see how I do. $1,300.
Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he'd like to play James Bond in the future 007 movie. What actor played James Bond in the 1995 film GoldenEye?
That's Pierce Brosnan.
I'm a big fan of The Rock, but here's the thing. Like, you already get to do everything else.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that, too.
Yeah, James Bond should be British, too. I don't care. Man or woman, any color, but should be British. It's a British character.
Number two, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is back in New York City. Who is historically the last person or character in the parade, except for once in 1932 when he led the parade?
Santa!
Yes.
I know him!
Number three, Michael Strahan will be on the next Blue Origin flight to space on December 9th, making him the tallest person to ever go into space at 6'5".
And there's going to be 5 other people in that one. It's not that big of a spaceship.
He's real cramped. His second Super Bowl win came when the Giants beat what team 17-14 in Super Bowl 43?
Just take a shot and say the Patriots.
Yes.
Yes.
Number three, John Batiste has the most Grammy nominations this year with 11. Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, and her scored 8 each. John Batiste is the band leader for what late night host?
Stephen Colbert.
Yes. Number five, what rapper picked up 3 Grammy nominations, which means he now has a total of 83 nominations, the most nominations of all time?
It's one or the other. I'm just going to guess that it's... God, I'm taking a shot here. I'm going to guess it's Drake.
No.
It's Kanye?
No.
No, it's neither? Who is it?
Jay-Z.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize he had the most noms ever. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well-deserved.
All right, Keith, he beat you 4-2 this morning. That does get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. Thank you. It's Keith, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Keith. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro.
We'll take a holiday break. Back on Monday, jackpot will be $1,400.
That's a lot of money.